You're listening to the Blissful Bites podcast summit preview number 3.
Welcome to Blissful Bites, a food entrepreneur podcast. Each week, we bring you a successful woman, inspiring message, or business tip to help you build a sustainable business you're proud of. Now, your host, Nicole Culver.
Welcome to another Food Entrepreneur Summit preview. I hope that you have been enjoying these because I've been receiving great feedback and you are super excited to be joining us for the Food Entrepreneur Summit. So today's preview is with Jenny Melrose from the Melrose family, and she is sharing her best tips on how to create the perfect pitch. So her masterclass is all about coming up with that perfect pitch, how to craft it, what to say in it, and how to actually reach out to brands. This is so valuable because I've heard from so many of you that want to work with brands and want to do sponsored posts, and this is the very first step. You have to be able to write a good pitch to get the relationship started and to get those opportunities with brands. So be sure to sign up for the Food Entrepreneur Summit to hear the whole masterclass and to be able to ask Jenny questions on how to pitch brands. To sign up, go to NicoleCulverBlog.com/summit. And I can't wait to see you there. And let's get right into the preview.
So I have a question for you that I might be jumping the gun a little bit here, but I feel like there is a huge divide in people who can replace their income, like you, with your full-time teaching job, and people who don't even know where to start and never, ever, ever take that leap. Do you think everyone has what it takes to make a full income from sponsored posts, or do you think that there's something that's stopping some people?
Honestly, I think it's more personality than anything else. I think it's that just the belief in yourself. A lot of times I feel like we kind of hold ourselves up. And I'm the type of person where if you tell me I can't run through a wall, I'm going to keep doing it until I prove you wrong. So I think you have to have that drive and know that, yes, you're going to run into a lot of negatives and a lot of no's. You have to have thick skin. But as long as you keep pushing through, it can be done. I mean, even when I was doing it, I replaced while I was teaching. So it was, and I have two little girls just like you. So you know what it's like. You're a full-time mom and you're also working full-time as a teacher. It's crazy.
Yeah. And I love that you said, and you also have to figure out if it's right for you, because maybe I think people just make the assumption like, oh, I want to get products and get paid. That sounds awesome. But maybe it's not right for you. So I'm really excited to dive in and just see how to do this, how to pitch, and who it's right for, who should be doing this.
Yes. Nope. That sounds great. It has become a passion for me to really teach others how to do this, because I know that it's possible. And I know that if you have the right steps to do it, it makes it so much easier than trying to go in 18 different directions, trying to figure out what's the important information to take and move forward with. So
yes, I love that. And we have the teaching thing in common. You and I both used to be teachers, and now we're still teaching, just to different, not little ones anymore.
I got back to it is what I found. I was missing that piece of it because I was where I used to teach. I wasn't just a classroom teacher. I was also a reading specialist. So I co-taught a lot of times and I worked hand in hand with my teachers. So this really got me back to my roots, and it's definitely the path I'm supposed to be on. I'm just so much happier with it.
Yeah. Me too. So tell everyone exactly what you're going to be talking about today and we'll just dive right in.
Okay, great. So I'm going to be talking about how to be probably pitch perfect, how you can land sponsored content while staying authentic to yourself.
Couldn't be more perfect for this audience.
I hope so. I'm sure. I'm hoping.
So let's get right into it.
Okay. I'm going to share my screen and we'll go right there. Okay. Can you see my screen?
I can. Looks perfect.
Okay. And I'm going to throw on my glasses so I can actually see. Okay. So we're going to talk about how to land sponsored posts to increase your income and not have to give up your authenticity to do it. You're in the right place if you're looking to boost your sponsored post income. if you've pitched brands before and you've actually heard crickets, you haven't worked with brands yet but want to, and honestly, it doesn't matter if you've never pitched before or if you do it all the time. We're going to have something to help you. So you've already heard a little bit about me. I have the Melrose family and JennyMelrose.com, and I was able to retire from teaching because of my sponsor Post Income. This is just some branding. So if you kind of recognize, I said the lifestyle site, you may recognize this if you're in the foodie world. But okay, so here's what you're gonna learn today. A very specific way to reach out to brands without having to work with networks that act like middlemen. Now, I'm not knocking the networks because I still use the networks myself. They are a tool to use. It's just, I'm gonna give you a different way, different approach.
Yeah, I love that. And that's one of the ways I actually found you, because you were talking about that in different Facebook groups. And I was like, oh, that's something I also believe in. So it was great to connect with you on that like similar term.
And I think a lot of times when people hear that whole idea of like, well, the networks are a middleman, they think that I'm trying to give it a negative connotation. I'm trying to tell them not to use it at all. And I'm not saying that, because there are definitely some networks that I absolutely love and continue to promote people to check out their network, see what it is, because they're willing to kind of adjust to what your content's going to be rather than getting you stuck into strict parameters. So.
I hope you enjoyed this preview with Jenny Melrose. There is a lot more of this to come. In the summit, we are talking all about how to make more money as a blogger and a small business owner. Amanda Brooks is also doing a class on how to create great sponsored content. Danielle Liss is talking about how to negotiate with brands so you can get a higher rate. And we are all there to answer questions for you. So come join us at NicoleCulverblog.com/summit. And I can't wait to have you as a part of this community. You've been listening to the Blissful Bites podcast. If you like this episode, subscribe to the podcast so you can hear more inspiring interviews and a helpful business tip. Do you know what stage of blogging you're in? I put together this quiz to help you figure out what stage of blogging you're in and what you need to do to actually get to the next level. So take the quiz. It takes about 30 seconds. And from there, you'll learn what stage you're in and what things that you need to focus on to bring your blog and your business to the next level. Visit NicoleCulverblog.com/quiz to take it and get started.
This has been Blissful Bites, a food entrepreneur podcast. Thanks for listening.